That was Love Slow from Adriana McCaslin's See It Fades. The fourth band is William Harris Graham's Annie's House with Brooklyn.
Well, it's a 56 second call to the New York City cops. Maybe Ithaca's not quite as good as you thought. Paulo says that he knows where we could get some drugs. Yeah, but I'm not really feeling like myself. I'm not really feeling like myself. And the fire escape ladder's just out of reach. Front door's locked, all the windows are boarded. So I wander around the streets of Brooklyn tonight. Though I might tell you so, I'm not doing alright. Not doing alright. She says there's a black dog's in the halls. Yeah, and every now and then she calls to say she's not okay.
Now I'd like to feature DSF Red Leaves Lacrosse which play in Division 1 of the Pacific Northwest Collegiate Lacrosse League at this time. SFU started its first playoff game in 2025 on April 26 as they confronted Oregon State at Hermiston High School in Hermiston, Oregon, where the Red Leafs obliterated the Beavers 24. SFU were led by Brendan Murray with 2 goals, 4 assists for 6 points, Oscar Lucas with 5 goals for 5 points, Gunnar Farstad with 3 goals, 1 assist for 4 points, and Luke Sonnen with 2 goals, 2 assists for 4 points. The Red Leafs backstop, Lucas Price, allowed 4 goals on 12 shots for the win. Meanwhile, Oregon State was led by Bo Stilmack with a goal, an assist for 2 points, and the Beavers backstop, Jack Burnside, surrendered all 20 goals on 36 shots. On April 27th, SFU played its second playoff game against Boise State, also at Hermiston High School in Hermiston, Oregon, where the Red Leafs were bested by the Broncos 12-10. SFU were led by Oscar Lucas with 4 goals, Nick Ludwig with 2 goals, and Evan Connolly with a goal, an assist for 2 points. The Red Leafs backstop, Lucas Price, yielded 12 goals on just 19 shots. Boise player stats, which were unavailable a few days ago, perhaps even yesterday, are now available. The Broncos were led by Ben Posner with 3 goals, 2 assists for 5 points, and Jackson Bannister with 3 goals, an assist for 4 points. The Broncos backstop, Bond Barnett, gave up 10 goals on 20 shots, but still won the game.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Welcome back. The fifth group is Bogdan Rosinski's You're Only Young Once, But You Can Be Stupid Forever. Here is Vision Revisions. I would like to provide an update on the SFU Red Leafs hockey at this time. On April 30th, the tax deadline day, the team announced that the independent Red Leafs will begin their 2025-26 season in Northeast U.S. as they open the season against the Bentley University Falcons in Waltham, Massachusetts on October 4th. SFU travels to Connecticut next day, October 5th, for its second game against Sacred Heart, as the Pioneers spanked the Red Leafs 7-3 last year. With SFU looking to even their head-to-head matchup at Fairfield.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Now I'd like to provide the latest on the Surrey Police transition at this time. On May 1st, the SFU Chief Norm Lipinski ran with Class 177 recruits for a 5-kilometer run in Clayton, which is in far east Surrey that abuts Langley. Today, the SPS welcomed 11 new recruit constables. As for the current numbers, just bear with me here. I'm not sure if the numbers have been updated yet. The SPS sworn police officers as of last month was 518. That number may need to be updated. So to recap, the SPS welcomed 11 new recruits today, Class 77, as they will begin their journey at the Justice Institute of British Columbia, located in New Westminster.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
The sixth act is Love Child Peel Session. Here is All This Loneliness.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to episode 17 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 4, it's Voice of the North. Currently, the SF Redley softball are tied with the St. Martin Saints in the top of 6 in their third game of the 2025 GNAC Championships. Now the last team before for its Alien Weaponry, Te-Ra. The track is Te-Kor.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.